Oh, hi, Christy.
Hi.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So I understand, I know we're having trouble with the payment, but you were confused because you got that text that said the account would be suspended?
Yeah.
Okay, so when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. They just don't do any active programming on the account. Okay, so what that means is that Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as often as 5 to 6 to 7 times in a day. So when an account is in a failed payment status, the technicians don't do any active programming on the account, but yet the directories are all active, the search engines are active, the website's active, everything stays fluent for you until the payment is recovered.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Sorry for the confusion. I know it's a little bit confusing when you get that. I think I'd be confused too, you know?
Yeah, because it said it was suspended, and I just wanted to make sure. So let me sign in there real quick and see if I can get that set up.
Okay. Yeah, it won't. It's not going to let you in if you try to sign in. It's just going to say your account's in suspension. Click here to reactivate. So if you click that, it will take you to the page where you can update the payment, and then you'll have full access again. And the same thing will happen if you update the card with me, if I have your billing in front of me. So if you wanted me to process it real quick, then you can refresh your screen and you'll be able to get in again.
Okay. Let me see here.
Yeah, and one thing I don't know if you heard on my voicemail that I left yesterday that I'll do to help you guys out a little bit is your billing date is the 3rd, so we're having trouble with the November 3rd payment. So today's the 16th, so I definitely wouldn't want you to pay today and then pay again on December 3rd because that's two payments too close together, right?
Right.
So what I'll do is once we get the green light on the payment, I'll push the next one out till December 16th. That way you'll have another full month of service.
Okay, so how much do I have to owe? How much do I owe?
It's just $249.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Let me go find my purse. Just a second.
Okay, no problem.
Sorry, I can never answer the phone. I'm on the phone all the time. So
I bet.
I have to just send it to voicemail most of the time, so that's why I never answer. But
I'm happy I caught
you. Back.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my card number if you're ready.
Yes, go ahead.
4240.
Okay.
1700. 1672-3564. Expires 10/26.
Okay.
And the code is 498.
Okay, so other than the card, did anything else change? Meaning, is it still the Eastern Avenue for the billing address?
No, our address changed too.
Okay, so what's the billing address now?
It's 2925 16th mm-hmm. Street, Hopkins, Michigan, 49328.
49328, and that's for Hopkins, you said, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hopkins, okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then I'll, like I said, push the next billing out till December 16th.
Okay.
So let me just make sure that we get the green light for. Okay, good. That one works. I got the green light for you. Then I'm applying
that
extra.
Can you set that back up on auto pay?
Of course. So that card that I just put in erased the former card. So moving forward, it will renew on this new card, and that will happen on the 16th of each month now because I changed the billing. Okay?
All right.
All right. So you're all good to go, Christy, and if you refresh your screen, you'll have full access to the dashboard again. So thank you so much for updating that, and have a really great rest of your week, too.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.